Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
I've heard now for all three indictments the same speech. This is political weaponization. We can't have this in America. This shouldn't be going on here. Okay. Well, we're on our third indictment in about a week, probably. Where are we at with the Biden stuff? Oh, by the way, guys, do you guys care about who had the cocaine in the White House? Because that got dropped.
Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick, along with Mike Spiraza. And Mike, I want to start with one of your favorite people, Cori Bush.
Yeah, she knows how to get me all fired up. There's a couple of them in politics right now, and she's definitely one of them. Eric Swalwell's another one. Kinzinger's another one. But Cori Bush, I think it's just because of her hatred for America, honestly, is why I can't stand her. That just drives me nuts, especially when you're a politician in America. You think you would love the country. Nope, they hate it.
Hatred and hypocrisy, I guess we'll say. She's got two really good traits. She is full of hate. I mean, this woman, I don't know if she could find happiness, you know, with unicorns and geez, what else? Cotton candy and puppies, and she'd find something that is wrong and unjust and you know, unfair, right? Yep. Like she just is a hate-filled person, but she's also filled with hypocrisy, Mike, and you'll love this. Do you remember the whole defund the police cry?
Of course.
Yeah, she led that, right? I mean, she just thought these police officers go around targeting minorities day after day, hour by hour. That was their sole job, is to just go find minorities and just take them down. Like, that's what you'd be led to believe if you were listening to Cori Bush and believed her. Well, here we find out by Joe Schaffstall, Fox News, Rep. Cori Bush's campaign has funneled tens of thousands of dollars to her new husband, Courtney Meritz, for private security and other expenses during the first half of 2023. So we know she was doing this in the past. Well, she hasn't stopped, Mike. It's kind of like crack. It's kind of like having Trump derangement syndrome, right? Once you got a good thing going, why would you stop?
Yeah. You know, and again, for all of the leftists out there that call us, you know, racist or we're, you know, we hate people and we're not nice and we're, this stuff is the real problem in America, right? This type of stuff, the hypocrisy of these politicians, the blatant, and I'm not going to call this a crime necessarily, Mike, but it's taxpayer dollars paying her husband. I mean, let's just put that in perspective for a second, right? It's taxpayer, it's our money paying her husband. And then she says, and then she has the audacity to say, police, we don't need them. Right. That's why people like Mike Hayflick and Mike Spiraza are angry. We're not racist. We're not homophobes. We're not, you know, anti whatever. Right. We're just realistic. And this is total BS.
If she was for the police, I'd say good for her. She's for the police. She's for more security. Pay as much as you want for your security, Cori Bush.
However, Mike, I do think we have to start putting a rule about, like, paying family and friends, though. Because this, even if you're pro-police, right, like, and I shouldn't even say family. It has to be somebody with a, does this guy, is he a former police officer or something?
I don't know. I'll have to look. Let me see as we read through this. I mean,
To me, that's kind of a thing, right? That'd be like hiring a financial planner, but actually hiring the mechanic who's never done a financial plan. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? You'd want, if we're going to hire our husband, he better be a cop or something.
Well, here's some info on Mr. Meritz. He did not have a private security license as of late February.
Okay, there you go.
They must have a permit to perform security functions in St. Louis and its neighboring St. Louis County, which encompasses Bush's entire congressional district. He also did not appear in a Washington, D.C. database of licensed security specialists. It sounds like a Hunter Biden deal. Like Hunter, you're going to go and work for the Chinese and the Ukraine and the energy business, right? You'd have no background. No. You don't even put gasoline in your own car, I'll bet. So it's exactly that. It's completely that. It's completely fund your family enrich yourself, enrich your family. This again, if you want to hire your husband for security and you actually believe that everyone else should have protection in their neighborhoods and their communities and their cities, I'd say good for you. Pay more. Get more security because you are in public office. There is a lot of threats against you and dangers against you. So protect yourself to the nth degree, Corey. But not when you say, defund the police. Suck it up, she says. Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. That's what she said. So everyone else out there, anybody who supports Cori Bush or any of her colleagues, you think about this. She has the right to protect herself. She can enrich her own family. She can pay her husband, who is not in the security business, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But you need to suck it up. If someone's breaking in your door at your home, too bad, right? It might take 15, 20 minutes. Nobody might show up because if Cori Bush has her way, that's just the way it has to be because the police are evil.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to go back to your first words, hypocrisy. This is the state of politics in the United States of America, right? I mean, this is what we do now. You mentioned Hunter Biden. We have people like Joy Reid. Well, I'm thinking about Joy Reid. People like Cori Bush. Also people in the media like Joy Reid. But we have these politicians that are just and some even aren't politicians. Mike, you look at a guy, you just brought up Hunter Biden. He's not a politician. He's the president's son.
Right.
But they take advantage of the political nature of this country. And that's not what politics was for. When America started, politics was like, okay, you're going to leave your farm and you're going to come and you're going to work for the government and make America great for 4 years. And then you're going to go back to your farm and do your thing. That's what politics was, right? And I use farm because I don't know what else was going on in 1780. But that's the type of stuff that was going on, right? Now it's like, okay, how can I be a politician from the time I'm 22 to the time I'm 90? How can I go from making $100,000 a year to being worth $75 million. That's what politics is today. That's a problem. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to enrich my kids and my husband and my whatever, right?
It's rotten. It stinks. Yep. We all smell it. We're all disgusted by it. We're all puking because of it. And then these people get put back in office. And the left, the progressives, the Trump derangement syndrome victims, they say nothing about this.
Yep.
Because it's just the normal course of Washington, and it's so disgusting. This is exactly why we all hate politics most of the time. That's why we loved a guy like Trump coming in. Please get rid of this stuff. People should work based on merit, not based on who they know, right? Security requires people who know about security. The energy industry requires people who actually know about the energy industry. This is the hypocrisy that we saw with the Gavin Newsoms and the Nancy Pelosis. It's you all need to wear a mask. Wear a mask every which way. Wear a mask inside. Wear a mask outside. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, right? You will wear a mask whenever I tell you to wear a mask. You should not take your mask off. And then what do? They had masks off at their little private parties while Nancy's getting her hair done, right? Like they're so hypocritical, and it goes so unnoticed or untalked about, and it's so disgusting. So let's see. The liberals obviously stick together, and we've talked about how they just they literally are the best UFC fighters you might ever find.
Yes,
because they will pummel you. They will keep pummeling you. They will not listen to the referee. They will just continue and continue till you're just a pool of body tissue and blood laying there on the mat. Well, Jason Chaffetz had come out, and he was in Congress, right? I mean, he was in Congress. Now he's like a Fox contributor.
Yes.
He says that Congress needs to get some guts. Like, we talked a little bit about this, I know, on our radio show on Saturday. And I'm just so tired of talk. Like, how about action? How about action? Jason Chaffetz says, what the White House has said every single step of the way has been a complete and total lie. And you know what? Congress needs to get some guts. They need to get organized. I want to see Mitch McConnell standing there with Speaker McCarthy unified and get all Republicans. Like, that's about as far-fetched as me, growing wings and flying home tonight. It's so far-fetched that those two, Mitch McConnell and Speaker McCarthy, they are in the swamp. And that's the problem, right? That's why we need a guy like Trump again. I know he's your guy to get reelected as president.
Yeah, I think here's the problem. The right, as we always say, tries to play nice with the left. The left plays mean with the right. And then what happens is that you don't look. This is my problem with McCarthy, Mike, when he got voted speaker. He's just not very strong. So if you're going to try and play the nice guy approach, you better be a master negotiator. Mm-hmm. That better be your strong suit. In this case, I don't think it is McCarthy's strong suit. The left doesn't give a crap what he has to say. The left doesn't give a crap what any Republican has to say. And then you're going to try and play nice. And when you don't play nice, Speaker McCarthy's one of these speeches is, you know, this can't happen anymore. We'll start a commission. We'll do a committee. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Then what?
He's like George McFly in the Back to the Future movies.
Yes. Yes,
exactly. You better stop it, Biff. Yeah. Biff, stop bullying me, Biff. Like, that's enough. Like, I'm really getting tired of this, Biff. No, Biff keeps slapping him upside the head and playing practical jokes on him. I mean, it is. It's just really disgusting. Maybe that's what I'll start calling these Republicans, the George McFlys. You know, I guess before George grew a set, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to give away the series, like if you want to go back and watch Back to the Future movies. Right. But yeah, it's just really disgusting, and I'm so sick of hearing this. Here we have, let's see, this is from Jim Banks. Most corrupt family to ever live in the White House. Impeach, right? He wrote that on Twitter. Lauren Boebert, read and understand just how deep the corruption goes. Biden should be thrown out of office. Impeach. And what are they all doing, Mike? What are they all doing?
Well, they're doing nothing. And I will say this. I do see some of them, and I mean this, I do see some of them making a stand and looking to do certain things. But the problem with doing the certain things is they can't take 2 years. And you can't just say you're going to start select committees and you're going to get to the bottom of it and you're going to research it. You're going to, but you're not, right? Like, if you're telling us, and I'm going to use McCarthy as an example, I've heard now for all three indictments the same speech. This is political weaponization. We can't have this in America. This shouldn't be going on here. Okay. Well, we're on our third indictment in about a week, probably. Where are we at with the Biden stuff? Oh, by the way, guys, do you guys care about who had the cocaine in the White House? Because that got dropped, right? Out of thin air.
Right.
We don't know where that happened, right? Like, and again, Mike, I said this about I'm going to go back to the cocaine thing for a second. What scared me about that was they don't know and they couldn't find or you know, have the video or whatever of the person bringing cocaine in. Cocaine and anthrax can go in the same type of baggie, right?
Right?
You could kill our president or our Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not searching people and there's no dogs and you're not looking at cameras, cocaine, anthrax, you need, whatever, you know, I almost said virus like Fauci, but whatever you want, you could kill somebody like that. We should care about that.
You could. And I feel like they just don't care. I mean, that crime of having that type of drug in the White House came and went like, I mean, literally like a rainstorm. It happened overnight, essentially, and before you know it, the sun's shining again, and there's just no indication of how the rain fell. Like, it's a mystery. It's the best crime you've ever committed. You'll never know, right? You'll never know. And then isn't there talk they've destroyed like evidence? They've basically destroyed the entire case. Like, I don't know. I can't get it. I just can't. So here we go. I just want to switch gears here to the three branches of government, right? You've got the executive branch, you've got the legislative branch, you've got the judicial branch. Well, the judicial branch is led by the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, 9 justices. Those 9 justices get appointed and they're in for life. There are 9 of them. Well, this is what liberal professors are now saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're saying this is not a normal court. Okay, they're telling President Biden he should find ways to defy the rulings of MAGA justices. Okay, we know that the chief Supreme Court justice is not a MAGA guy. I mean, we've seen John Roberts. He has not always sided with MAGA judges, in quotes. This is for their gravely mistaken constitutional interpretations. Now, these are Harvard Law Professor Mark Tushnet and San Francisco State University political scientist. Oh, he must be an expert. Aaron Belkin. And this was in an open letter to the Biden administration on popular constitutionalism. Just the fact, think of how arrogant this is. We're academia, and we're going to send a letter to President Biden to say, hey, you've got to do something to defy the rulings of the MAGA justice. Like, think of how arrogant they must be, first of all, Mike.
Well, the one thing I keep going back to, and this happens at the local level at Erie County, this happens at the state level with Kathy Hochul, this happens at the national level with Joe Biden. Everybody is attacking Make America Great voters. And Ron DeSantis' camp is doing the same thing, by the way, for which is not a good idea. And I say that because he needs the MAGA base to win a primary. But where I'm going with this is, it's very interesting to me, Mike. I don't know why people like you or I, who may believe that we should make America great and America first, means you're a bad human or anti-American or racist or homophobic. Like, if I love America and I want to take care of our country, that doesn't mean that we're bad, right? And that's every bit of their narrative across the liberal spectrum is MAGA equals bad people. MAGA equals needs to go. Just because you're MAGA, by the way, also doesn't mean you're necessarily 100% on the Trump train, right? Make That's America right. great or America first is a thought that a lot of Americans have. It doesn't mean you're, you know, this crazy right winger. That's the thing. I hate the narrative, Mike. It's really starting to piss me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah. These liberal academia, they believe that it's undemocratic what's going on. Well, this is the irony of it. And this is what George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says. And I've listened to Jonathan Turley. I like him. I like the way he speaks. He speaks facts. He doesn't make stuff up. He's using history and the law to support his arguments. He says this: what is most striking about these professors is how they continue to claim they are defenders of democracy, yet seek to use unilateral executive authority to defy the courts. He goes on to say, in other words, they are calling for Biden to declare himself the final arbiter of what the Constitution means and to exercise unilateral executive power without congressional approval. So he basically is saying these professors are hypocrites, just like Cori Bush. They say, oh, it's undemocratic. They're MAGA. They're not in your best interests. They're not following the Constitution. And what they're saying is, we don't want them to follow the Constitution. We want Joe Biden to basically do an end around the Supreme Court. Just continue using that pen, Joe, on executive powers, right? That's what's so disgusting about this. And this is the stuff that happens. And guess what? President Biden will listen to this. They'll want to expand the courts, right? Make it 11 and 13 and 15 justices.
Well, I don't know that President Biden's going to listen to anything. Like, he may not be awake for it. But this reminds me a lot of Ukraine right now, right? We're fighting for democracy, yet Zelensky cancels the election because we're in war and we can't have an election, right? That doesn't sound so democratic to me. You're going to cancel the election so you stay in power while the war is going on. Okay, I got it. Mike, the more we've got, and I don't know if you feel the same way, because I know you weren't, you know, looking at politics your whole life like you do now, probably. I feel like over the last 5 years, the more I've gotten involved and I'm watching things happen in front of my eyes and I actually pay attention, this is the dirtiest game in the world. Politics right. is truly just a dirty, dirty, dirty game. And that probably needs to change because that's part of the problem, right?
That's right.
When everything is essentially fraudulent or hyper, you know, sensitive. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really bad thing. And the sad thing is the people that lose are people like us, right? Not the right. people in government. They're winning all the time. Even when they're losing, they're winning because they're collecting paychecks and they're making mm-hmm. money. People like us, yeah, well, we live with that every day.
Yep. Well, the next potential victim on the woke culture, parade, we'll call it, was Jason Aldean.
The cancel train,
you yeah, the cancel train. He refused to get on the cancel train. And in fact, the cancel train is losing people because everybody is supporting Jason Aldean. Country country superstar, Mike. Are you into country?
You know, I'm really not. My wife is really trying to push that on me, and I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, see if this gets you going. Maybe this will happen. He's got a new song called Try That in a Small Town. It has no suggestion that he's racist. Of course, that's what you would be led to believe by the woke culture. And just like, Mike, just like with Target, just like with Bud Light, just like with every other corporation, any other group, organization that's trying to tell us how to think and what we should believe, they are trying to cancel Jason Aldean, and it is not working. It's exactly the opposite effect. So I want to just play part of his song that has caused the left to basically go into conniptions and even into the safe zones with stuffed animals again, because it's just freaking them out. Ready?
Yep.
Are you offended?
I mean, he's not wrong, if we're being serious for a second, right? I mean, more people should be talking about taking down looters and rioters, right?
Like, right.
I mean, that's real. I mean, look, Mike, we said it about the January 6th stuff. The bad actors there should have been charged, right? If you're breaking into a building and you're destroying property, that's a problem. Again, do I think all of those people were bad people? Do I think everybody that was at 1-6 was a bad person? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Do I think there were feds in the crowd? 100%. Do I think that there were certain police that were helping usher people into the White House? Of course I do. It's on video. I don't have to explain myself, right? However, what I don't think is right, and I said this in the very beginning too, is people protesting and ruining their cities and states, right?
Right.
And that happened in the Summer of Love. That happens still to this day, right? Somebody gets injured or killed, maybe a career felon, for instance, and he's running from the police, and he gets killed, and then the answer is, let's go burn down our Wendy's in the local town. No, right. No, that doesn't work that way, right? No. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Wrong reaction.
Yeah, and his point is that, right? Like, try that somewhere else. That's not going to fly here. And to be honest with you, God bless him, because people shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, and he essentially said, the feeling of a community that I had growing up where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences of background or belief, that's what the song's about. And that's like, amen, right? It's never about, and Mike and Glenn, they often talk about this, like, we don't care what color you are. We don't care what religion you are. We don't care who you like to have sex with. We don't care what you like to wear. We don't care. We care about you contributing. And I've often said, this is about contributions. And the people that are burning down the Rite Aids and the Walgreens and looting, they are not contributing. They need to be stopped. And that's what this song's about. It's about standing up in a community, no matter who you are, to stop that bullshit.
And Mike, before we end, I would say this too. I don't care. I think I've said this, maybe it was Saturday on the show, but if it was my own family that was burning down buildings in my hometown, I'd be like, yeah, get them out of here.
I'd escort them.
I'd escort them
to the police department and say, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Please, you got to book these. They might not learn a lesson unless you book them right now and hold them accountable.
And it's not a war, right? If you were involved in like a civil war, you were involved in a war and things were getting, like, there's crazy circumstances for that.
Right.
We're talking about people for the murder of somebody else, potentially. This is what it's always been, right? The George Floyd was, they felt he was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
That, I agreed that the cop was wrong on that, Mike. Right. I 100% agreed.
And he was held accountable.
And he should have been,
yep.
Right? But that doesn't mean that you go down, you loot businesses, and you burn down businesses. That is not the right approach. It just doesn't work.
It never works.
No, I mean, that's just sick.
Yeah. Folks, that'll do it for this week. We appreciate you tuning in. As always, you can find everything we do on financialguysmedia.com. For Mike Spiraz, I'm Mike Hayflick. Have a great week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.